Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. This episode is probably going to be different than any other episode that you have heard in the past, and I'll tell you why. I guess it's pretty often, but I listened to my good friend Craig Adams' podcast. If you are not already listening to it, it's just a really interesting podcast to listen to. I really enjoy it, but regardless, he does these things called solo podcasts, where he just basically takes every single thought that's running through his head, puts it on a big like note thing on his iPhone or computer. Who knows how he does it? He's a minimalist, so he may just write it on a piece of paper. I don't know. But he puts all these thoughts together, and then he just literally starts to read them off and kind of process, I guess, what he wrote in them in general. And every time I listen to him, I'm very kind of fascinated by him, because obviously the thoughts are interesting. The ideas that are running through his head are interesting. The way that he processes certain things are interesting. But most importantly, what I find interesting is just how he's kind of decided to chase down all his thoughts and just release them in a podcast and just talk about them and get them out on audio so that people can hear them. And maybe he gets feedback from them. Maybe he just by processing and talking about them, he thinks about them harder and decide what's worth doing. I don't know, what's worth pursuing, what's not. Regardless, it kind of got me thinking that since I haven't done a podcast in about a month, and because so often, most of the time that I do podcasts, I am by myself or I just have some extra time to do it, I decided, you know what, today I'm going to do a solo podcast and I'm not going to edit anything. I'm going to let any of the pauses that happen happen, because today was kind of a unique day for me. I was not in a great mood today, and that's just me being honest. I'm not always in a fantastic mood, in case you didn't know that. But today was especially kind of frustrating to me. And to be honest, I don't know why whatsoever, but I'm going to kind of dive into that a little bit. But I'm just going to jump right into kind of some thoughts that I wanted to share with you guys. And I'd love to hear some feedback of whether you like this kind of episode, kind of just a brainstorming episode and just a shoot from my hip type of episode. So first thing I wrote down today, I haven't uploaded a video on YouTube in 5 days, which is very long for me. Now, there's a couple of reasons behind that. Number one, it starts with the fact that on weekends, I really don't upload much. If you've been following the YouTube channel for a while, you know that I don't upload stuff many, many times on weekends, because that's usually the time that I'm shooting weddings or I am just hanging out with my family. And so I just don't film much and I don't edit anything. So most of the time, it's like a Monday through Friday type of upload schedule. And then I usually don't film anything on weekend. And then I end up uploading something again on Monday, sometimes maybe even Tuesday, if I don't get a chance to actually film something for a Monday upload. But I haven't uploaded anything for 5 days. And so it started out with the fact that it was a weekend. And so I naturally took 2 or 3 days off like I normally do. But then Monday came around and I kind of got right to work like I planned. And I didn't really pick up the camera, start talking to the camera like I normally do on a Monday, where I kind of just dive in and say good morning and I start to just talk about what I'm doing. I decided not to. And then I woke up again today and just wasn't in a fantastic mood. So I decided I wasn't going to upload anything at all again today. Now, part of that felt annoying to me, because obviously I hate not uploading something. But then it was part of it too that as I've been thinking lately about kind of content and about YouTube and about social media and so many different things, I realized that every once in a while I get kind of not necessarily worn out with creating, but worn out with kind of requiring myself to post something if I'm not crazy about it. And I'm trying to find this balance of what it would look like for me to maybe be more selective about what I edit or what I post or what I record or whatever it is. But I find that so many times when I kind of get really selective and I get really picky about what I upload, I end up uploading nothing at all. And that's always been tough for me, because I want what I upload to be valuable. But at the end of the day, I also don't want to use that as an excuse to just not upload. Excuse me. I feel like a lot of times I see people that decide not to vlog or decide not to put something on YouTube because they feel like it's just not interesting, or they feel like it's just not their best work. And because of that, they end up uploading nothing at all. And I think that that's way worse. And so I'm always trying to find the balance of, is it valuable? And if it's not, to me, incredibly valuable, could it still be valuable to certain people? And And I've never been a person that really decides, like, will this video get a lot of views? And if it does, then I'll post it. And if it doesn't, I won't. I've never been a person that really cares that much about that. I decide to upload things, and if people watch it, they watch it. But it's just sometimes hard. It's sometimes hard for me to decide if I actually want to upload something just for the sake of uploading something, or if I actually have something valuable to say. But I'm kind of thinking about that a lot more recently, just if I want to go to kind of much more selective videos about certain topics and not really do the vlogging thing as much. But part of it is I just love looking back at what I've done and how I've grown and things I've learned and videos of my kids and so many little things that when I look back at my early vlogs before I, like right when I started my business, I love looking back at that. So there's certain times I upload videos and I'm not really concerned about them getting plays at all. And if people don't like them, then that's okay. But some of them are just for me more than anything. So that's kind of some of the stuff I'm processing, but it kind of felt good for this little break, I would say, in YouTube. Not for the sake of, didn't feel good like in a satisfaction way because I get a lot of excitement out of posting, but it felt good because I kind of took a little bit of a social media break this weekend, or I should say maybe like 24 hours, where I actually put my phone down the other day after work and I put it in my room and I didn't touch it all night and I didn't touch it until the next morning. I didn't even look at it before I went to bed. And it was this interesting feeling of always being used to not wanting to miss anything. So I want to grab my phone and look at Instagram, look at Twitter, and look at YouTube, and look at comments, and look at all these different things that are happening just so I feel like I'm not missing out on something. But it was this interesting time where I kind of got done with work and I said, you know what? I don't feel like talking to anybody. I don't feel like interacting with people. I don't feel like comparing myself to people by looking at what others are doing on social media. I put my phone down. I grabbed a beer. I sat down and I just watched TV with Kelsey. She was working on her new blog that she just started, which is super cool. And I'm super excited for her. But I literally had nothing to do. And I just literally sat there, watched TV. I didn't really necessarily care what I was watching, but I kind of just sat there. And it was an interesting feeling to me because it's something I haven't done in a long time. But it felt really good and got me thinking, like, maybe I need to do that more often. Maybe I need to just take some time away from social media. If it's once a week, if it's once a day for an hour, if it's once, I don't know. I don't know what that schedule looks like, but I feel like maybe I need to pay more attention to what it's doing to me if I'm constantly engaged on social media. Between like the YouTube comments that I try to keep up with, between Twitter and Instagram and all these different things, I could obviously spend 24 hours a day on social media and just responding to so many people and so many messages and things that I get in different platforms. And while I love doing that, and I find so much satisfaction in hearing from you who listen to this podcast, who watch YouTube videos, I love knowing what impact it's having on you. But at the same time, I also know that there has to be a balance of the fact that if I respond to comments 24 hours a day, well, it's less time that I have to actually create something on my own. And so I am trying to find that balance and kind of trying to decide how often I should actually put down phones, how often I should not respond to things. And if you've been responding to me a lot on YouTube over the last bunch of months, you might have seen that I've started to not actually respond to as many things. And it's not that I don't care, so don't think that whatsoever. It's that I have to find a balance. I have to take some time away. And so sometimes I'm just flying through comments and I'm just liking things and that's it. And it just becomes hard when you're in kind of a educational type field like I am on my YouTube channel, because people ask a lot of in-depth questions and I can't always answer them in a quick comment. And it's just not possible for me to sit down and just write these long, long drawn out responses. So if you've been writing to me and you feel like I've been kind of short lately, that's kind of the new norm in the nicest way possible. I just can't comment as much as I used to when I first started the channel. So I'm always doing my best though, trying my best, and I hope you still find the channel valuable for sure. Okay, so next thing on my list here, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed for the first time in a while. Not necessarily overwhelmed with the amount of work, but just the amount of work spread between so many things right now. I kind of am one of those people that when I get really excited about something, I say yes to it and I want to go full on, full force with it. But then I realized recently that right now there are a lot of things going on and a lot of things taking my direction and my time. A lot of things. So simultaneously, here's kind of what's going on in my life, or here's the things that I kind of manage on an everyday basis. Obviously, the no-brainer side, but obviously one of the biggest sides is that I am a husband and I'm a father of two children. One of them's almost three. Her name is Gracelyn. And then I have a little boy named Connor. He's just over a year old. So no doubt that takes up a lot of time, a lot of responsibility, a lot of focus. That's a given. So I'm not even going to dive much into that. Then I have my business, which is 4LC Studios. Obviously, anyone who follows my content probably knows that, video production business. And my main thing is that I really manage every aspect of what goes on. So I make sure that jobs are happening. I make sure that my employees, who I really only have like one and a half of, Pablo is obviously a full-time employee for me. I make sure that he's doing specifically maybe what I need him to be doing on that any given day, any given week. He shoots some, he edits some. And then I also have another editor. His name is Matt. And I kind of make sure that he's doing what I need him to do too on any given week or month or day, whatever it is. I manage that, and then I manage all the client relations. So I'm in charge of just talking with everybody, making sure that projects are where they're supposed to be, making sure that I'm talking with people about new projects that are coming about. I'm talking with people about problems that they need fixing with certain edits, certain revisions, whatever it is. So I'm managing that whole thing all the time. That's 24 hours a day, basically, it feels like. So that's 4LC Studios. Then the second thing is my YouTube channel. And I would say my personal brand as a whole. I obviously have the YouTube channel. I have the podcast. I have... Sorry, if you hear a lot of cars in the background right now, this is kind of a busy time apparently, but regardless. So I have the YouTube channel, the podcast, Instagram, Twitter, all those things. Just let's just say personal brand side of things, where I'm trying to build as much personal brand as I can by just building as much content as I can. And so I'm always trying to manage those things. Lots to manage. Comments, content to post, editing, shooting, ideas, all those kind of things. Lots happening all the time. So that takes up a ton of time as well. Then recently I added Wedding Film School to that kind of list of what I'm currently doing. That is a huge beast in itself. It's not one that I'm really putting enough time into right now because I just don't have unlimited amount of time, but it's a huge, huge passion of mine. And it's something that I definitely want to go hard into. And I'm just trying to find the balance of what that looks like. I've been working a ton behind the scenes right now with sponsors and editing sponsors and just other creators, trying to get content from a lot of other creators because it was never my goal for the content to be just from me. So lots happening on there, so much content to produce for there. Also so many conversations happening in the Wedding Film School group. So I'm always trying to be a part of that and to keep as kind of active as I can, because that's obviously its own insane beast with that many subscribers and that many people in that group. If you're a part of that Wedding Film School group, you know that it's pretty busy. So trying to manage all that. And then on top of that, I actually work part-time at the church. So the church that I worked full-time at for 3 years before I went full-time into 4LC Studios, I'm actually the music director of one of the venues there. So every single Sunday night, I put together all the tracks and I do all the scheduling for the band for the upcoming weeks. And then on Thursday nights, I go to rehearsals and it's my job to make sure that everybody's playing what they're supposed to be playing. So I listen a lot during the week to the songs and the instruments and the vocals and the harmonies and every little aspect. I make sure that on a Thursday night when they have rehearsal, that everything sounds good. Everyone's doing what they're supposed to. People are where they're supposed to be, playing what they're supposed to be. And that's the fourth thing that I do on a regular basis. And that in itself is not like a small responsibility. It's a part-time job. I took it on really just because I really love helping the church. I love the people there. I love being a part of it. I don't like having no music in my life. So it kind of keeps that in, just kind of keeps me in the music thing. And I really, really love what I get to do for the church. But without question, if I'm being honest, that's one thing that's been weighing heavily lately on me, whether or not it's possible for me to continue that. As much as I love doing it, it's just crazy that I'm actually maintaining that as well as the other four things I just said. So I'm just like a bit overwhelmed right now. And this is kind of the first time in a while that I felt that way. I've always felt like there's a lot going on, but I'm a person that I think can balance a lot of things. And I'm always about trying to balance as many things as I can because I love opportunities. I love the opportunities that come my way, and I don't like to just shut them down. But this is the first time that I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and realizing that I kind of need to scale back on certain things and decide what's important and what's not. I need to put teams in place to be able to maintain things that I can't. And that's just kind of the reality of, like, I need to manage time better. I need to figure out what's important and what's not. So yeah, feeling a little bit overwhelmed, but trying to just maintain it the best way that I possibly can. And it's kind of what I'm going through right now. Next thing here, long-term thinking for short-term silly decisions. This kind of goes hand in hand with the previous thought of being overwhelmed, but really trying to think long-term in what I do. The hardest part about opportunities and more opportunities that come about is the hardest part about saying no to them is trying to think what is long-term versus what is short-term. What are the things that may seem like a lot of work now and may seem like they're not necessarily super worth it this second, but they make a lot of sense for the future of what I'm trying to do, whether it's in my business, in my personal brand, with Wedding Film School, whatever it is. What are those things that are kind of worth me putting extra time into right now so that they can open up much better opportunities down the road? That's kind of what I'm trying to process. And the things that I feel like don't have long-term impact, just getting rid of them, just removing them from my brain, removing them from my time, my thought process, just removing them entirely and not focusing on them so I can focus on the things that I feel like are long-term. I don't know the answer yet to what I actually think is long-term, but I mean, my business is 100% long-term, so all my time and effort above all has to go into my business because it's my goal to build a big business, and I can continue to build teams around that to make that happen. So that's something I'm super passionate about, but I know that I have to just continue to make the right decisions so that I can last. I don't want to get like so worn out with everything else that I don't put time into my business. That's something that I think I see a lot of YouTubers do, where they kind of work really, really, really hard on their YouTube craft or their personal brand, whatever it is. And then they forget that that's like not a long-term thinking, because when they decide to stop doing YouTube or stop doing the personal brand stuff, well, then what happens? Then they have no income. So I'm all about building a business and then using YouTube to just be a platform that I can continue to push my business and grow that business so that that can be my long-term kind of thing, if that makes sense. Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Another thing, I'd rather have 3 to 5 clients than chase down new ones nonstop. I kind of realized recently that one thing I'm passionate about is building personal brand, and most importantly, building relationships with my clients to do more and more and more video. Not from a sales pitch way, but from a standpoint that the more that I realize that I get a chance to know clients, the more that I work with a client and get a feel for kind of what they value, what they like, what they don't like, what type of content they're trying to create. The more that I do that, the better that I create the content for them and the more effective it becomes. And I realize that when I have kind of new clients come on board randomly and it's a one-off type of job, it's harder to put the same amount of effort into it. Like, not hard to put the effort into it. Like, the effort, putting in the effort is a given. I don't ever do anything that's not 100%. Putting in the effort's not the hard part, but putting in the right effort to make sure that it does what it needs to do is the hard part, because it takes a while to get to know a client. It takes a while to get to know the situation they're in and try to create a video that works best for them. So I'm realizing, like, I would really love to get to a point where We have 3 to 5 really big clients, and then maybe more than 3 to 5 once I build an even bigger team, but just a lot of work for the same clients to continue to just build what they're doing. And as they grow from the video working, they spend more money with us. And in turn, they will get better value from us because obviously an ongoing relationship saves them money. But also, I'll just be able to create videos for them even more efficiently because they'll trust me. I think what I've realized lately is that what becomes hard about new clients from time to time is if they haven't worked with you before, it's actually easy for them to kind of go in, or I should say come into us, and kind of have set ideas of what they're thinking, whether it's the ideas, the video, whether it's marketing ideas, whatever it is. It's easy for them to kind of come in and somewhat be the expert in what they're trying to do, and they don't really give you the creative freedom that you need because they don't really know you well enough to know, like, are you good at this? Are you going to actually get what they're trying to achieve out of it? And the more and more that clients know me and know us and that work with us more often and see that what we've done has worked in the past, the more that they give us freedom to create stuff that actually might be outside of the box for them because they know it works. I'm finding that a lot of the new clients we find really are set on their ways of what they're looking to do. And so when we try to do things that aren't necessarily what they think, but we know that they are efficient and that they make sense, they can kind of very easily have this mindset of, you know, we want to do it this way and just trust us because we know what we're doing. So trying to find more work with the same clients, I think, is huge for us. And trying to build continuous deep relationships with people, I think, is ultimately going to be good for 4LC Studios. So I'm just thinking a lot more about that and figuring out if that makes sense. And then if it does make sense, how do we get those clients to just deepen relationships with us, spend more money, and not chase down new ones? Okay. Been thinking a lot about how I take things to the next level with my business. Yeah, going hand in hand. Just how do I charge more for the work that I do? I think that comes with doing better work, shooting better, editing better, getting at a higher level. I think I'm capable of selling any amount of work. I think I'm very good at sales, very good at relationships to be able to get people to spend money. But I also know I have to deliver a very, very good product so that people will spend the money. So I'm just trying to think a lot more about that too. How do I continue to just develop really, really good work so that when I charge a lot more money, it's justified. I don't want to just charge more money to charge more money. I want to charge more money and the client realizes it's a no-brainer. They do great work and they achieve what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to figure out more of as well, just getting better and better at what we do. So yeah, that's all I kind of have in the notes. But this is kind of like a therapeutic type of podcast. It's kind of like the idea of me just brainstorming what I'm thinking. And I do think that this type of podcast can be valuable for certain people, and I would love your feedback on it, because where I find value of it, when I hear Craig's podcast or other people that do this type of podcast, especially a brainstorming type of podcast, there's so many times that I'm listening to what they're brainstorming and I instantly realize, hey, I'm in that same place. I'm going through that same thought process. It helps me to realize that I'm not alone, number one. But more importantly, it helps me to listen to what they're processing and figure out, does that make sense for what I'm trying to do as well? And how can I implement some of the things that they're talking about and grow because of it? I find so many topics that these people cover that if they would think of them as just a standalone video or a standalone podcast, they probably wouldn't create them. But when I hear them in a random brainstorm thing and it becomes natural and kind of very just like whatever's coming right out of their brain, it becomes really interesting. So I would love your thoughts. Do you like this kind of podcast? Because if you do, I think this is definitely something I want to do more often, because it's easy for me to sit down and just process like a once a week, here's what I'm thinking this week, and maybe even touch on, hey, last week I mentioned this, here's some things I'm doing, here's how it's working or not working. I think it'd be cool. I'm getting like excited thinking about it actually. So give me your thoughts. Instagram at Scott McKenna, Twitter at Scott W. McKenna. I just like to hear from you. The podcast can be a lonely place if no one talks to me, so tell me what you're thinking. And then it would be cool if maybe once in a while we had brainstorming collabs on this podcast. If you are still listening to this, you're pretty awesome. So reach out to me. Let's talk. See if we can get you on the podcast. Make something cool about this. So thanks for listening. The very first solo brainstorm podcast. Have a good one.